Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home, with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Friday, May 29th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. A rocket being tested by Jeff Bezos' space exploration company exploded last night into a massive fireball. Blue Origin was preparing one of its New Glenn rockets for an upcoming mission near Cape Canaveral, Florida, when the incident occurred. In a social media post, Bezos said personnel were safe and accounted for. The catastrophic failure is a major setback for Bezos' Blue Origin. The blast destroyed the only launch pad that the company can use for its powerful New Glenn rockets, and will likely set back NASA's Artemis moon exploration mission, as well as the company's commercial launches. Elsewhere in the tech world, OpenAI is building a new program to allow limited use of a science-focused AI model to protect against viruses and other biological hazards. The company says it will let government agencies and trusted public health organizations use the model, called GPT Rosalind, after Rosalind Franklin, whose research helped uncover the structure of DNA molecules. OpenAI says the model can help address risks posed by biological weapons and pandemics. The initiative is part of a campaign to tout AI as a force for curing diseases and benefiting public health. And computer hardware maker Dell reported red-hot growth in AI servers for data centers after the bell yesterday, sending its stock soaring 40% in after-hours trading. The company said it logged $43.8 billion in revenue for the first quarter, an 88% jump over the prior year. About a third of that was due to sales of AI-optimized servers. New details also emerged about Dell's new five-year, $9.7 billion contract with the U.S. military. The Pentagon says the single deal replaces dozens of separate contracts and is part of an effort to restructure the Defense Department's software and cloud-based systems. The contract follows the disclosure of large purchases of Dell stock by President Trump's money managers. A WSJ report found that in February, Trump's accounts purchased Dell shares in a transaction between $1 million and $5 million. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.